Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
On the last episode, Ape Joel's brave attempt to gather information and sabotage the Neonites left him stranded in a body that isn't his and in a jail away from his friends, whilst also Joel found himself bound for a planet that requires him to swap his legs for horse legs. But a chance encounter with an old friend might be all that's needed to turn the tide their way.
Okay, so you're standing across from Muckmouth, but this Muckmouth looks very different to the Muckmouth you remember. Looks older. Looks like, not wearier, but like she's been around the block a couple times. She's also wearing that same orange jumpsuit, but with the sleeves rolled up. Her hair's back in a tight ponytail. She, yeah, looks different, but still evidently Muckmouth. Scales, come back! He's gone. Mike gets up and dusts herself off. Still haven't told me, oh, maybe, you know, my reputation. Is that what's going on here? What are you in for?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I wish I was dead, though.
Well, so do a lot of us here.
What are you in for? Also, my name's Marcus.
Why would you lie?
Because that's my name!
Oh, that's true. Well, it's not, but it is. You weren't terribly confident with that. You don't have to give me a real name, though. I'm not super fast.
My name's Marcus.
All right. Well, I'm in here for multiple counts of smuggling. That's what I'm here for.
I was hoping you were going to say murder.
No. Well, a bit of that, too, if it comes to it.
You want to do me a favor? All right, look. I know we've just met. Muckmouth, was it?
Yes, it's Muckmouth. Yeah. Muckmouth 10,000, people call me.
Oh, why 10,000?
Well, I'm the 10,000th Muckmouth. Anyway, it's not important.
What? Who was the first Muckmouth?
I barely remember her.
You knew her?
No, but she's sort of like... Look, I don't know why I'm telling you this. I've only just met you. So what were you going to ask me something?
I have a trusting face.
Not really. It's two mouths and a nose. Did you know that? It's fucking disgusting. Honestly, the moment I came over, I was like, oh, that's Scales beating up the new fuck again. Then I come over and see you and I'm like, nearly threw up. Lucky I didn't because you got two mouths. Twice the chance to catch it. Anyway, it's fucked. What? You got something to say? All right, I'm going.
Muckmouth, come back, please.
This isn't my body, and I can't die.
Right.
I'm not sure what I've been arrested for, but if you could drop some weights on my head and kill me, I'll come back as something better. We can break out of this prison.
Well, that's excellent, because that was exactly my plan. Not the killing you part, but... I'm fucking done here.
Look at these fucking fist-headed dickheads.
Absolute fucks. Isn't it stupid? You see those fucks up there holding the guns with their heads?
They got hands.
Well, it's stupid because if they want to fucking be like, oi, stop, they can't.
Hey, watch your smug mouth. Hey, dickheads, fuck you.
It's like a... He swaps it to his regular hand and goes, I'll shoot you. I'll fucking shoot you in the dick this time. How about that for a fucking joke?
Not my dick. Go ahead.
Come on, shoot him in the dick. You're so fucking tough. You've already got hands. Muckmouth goes and collects the weight. Brings it back over to you. So just drop it on your noggin.
Just crack open my head. Aim for in between the mouths.
You hear, as you see the giant weight come down on your face. You hear the one fist face who has his hand free being like, what? Whoa, 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 whoa. You feel the weight connect with your skull. There's a ripples up your body. You feel your stomach, mouth disappear. You feel your arms go back to regular arms.
Mm-hmm.
You feel your face kind of rearrange itself, but then your legs become long, thin tentacles. But everything else seems pretty normal. You just got tentacle legs.
Can I walk?
Wobbly, yes.
Well, this is a bit better.
How is this going to help us break out?
Well, I got arms again, so that's going to help.
Yes, but your legs are fucked.
It's all right. I used to be an ape.
Is that so? She says.
Yeah.
Mark Miathwano told stories about an ape.
Yeah, this might be a good time to tell you that whilst this body's name is Marcus, my real name is Ape Joel. I think I knew Muckmouth one. I knew a Muckmouth.
You see a flicker of recognition snake its way across Muckmouth 10,000's face. She's like, well, fuck me, dude.
Yeah.
Ape Joel, you say?
Yep.
The Ape Joel.
Yeah.
Where's also Joel?
Well, how much do you know about me, Muckmouth?
He's like, well.
Just like the fist guards are standing and be like, what the fuck is going on here?
Being like, that's fucked. That guy's back. I was going to shoot him, but well, he's all right. So, oh, well.
They seem to be mates.
I'm very confused. Muckmouth 10,000, she picks you up by your arms and she like leads you over to a small table where you can chat properly. You see also at the table is this like, it looks like a large mold ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just sitting there. Mm. As Muckmouth lands, it's like.
Hi, my name's Marcus or Ape Joel.
Now that's Kielbasa.
Kielbasa?
Yeah, that's Kielbasa. It's a co-pilot, but actually mostly it's a mold. So.
Nice to meet you.
I don't know if it's saying anything. It might just be yelling. The fact that it talks at all is fucking phenomenal. So well, where to even begin? So I'm still, I suppose, technically the same Muckmouth. There's no other Muckmouths in the galaxy now. But my memory is hazy. I'm a clone, she says. She lifts up her orange jumpsuit or unzips it, and you can see she has no belly button.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the last of the clones because Earth, as we know it, which is fucking a while away, mate. We're not going back there. It's largely
a tinge of sadness.
It's fucking gone. See, when the two of you originally left, the first Muckmouth was pretty fucking peeved.
It wasn't our intention.
Well, it seems like the moment you went into the building, off it went. She was fucking left there being like, excuse me? I was fucking left there. Like I said, it's hazy. But she had that whale cloning facility. Yeah?
Yeah.
So she made it a Muckmouth cloning facility.
That seems clever.
And every time she'd reach a certain age, she'd clone herself and hop in. Or I'd clone myself and hop into that one. But it's been 10,000 Muckmouths until me, and unfortunately, I think it'll be the last one.
Well, how did you get here?
Well, eventually Earth was invaded a couple times.
By
became
who?
A city. Oh, fucking tons of people. It just made more sense to escape.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
This is a lot to take in.
Well, I understand. Well, you know, if you say that, but also you're some fucking guy with tentacle legs and you're telling me you're Ape Joel.
And I can't die, which yes. You just saw.
So there's a lot going on for everyone to fucking take in. Okay? This is it's not actually all about you.
This is fucked. There's a lot going on.
But we need to escape because I'm fucking done here. All right.
How long have you been here for?
Like a month.
I've been here for about 5 minutes and I'm sick of it.
One of the fist faces moves the gun to his hand and he's like, what are you talking about?
Shut up.
Fuck you. With the gun back in his hand.
God, these guys are cunts.
Yeah, look, I've got no time for them.
Yeah, like, look, Muckmouth, I used to be all about making friends and, like, being stuck in this body has really given me the shits.
I've not really asked you why you're still alive. It's been a long fucking time.
Well, Muckmouth, so...
Is Jackson still around? She asks. He better fucking not be.
Well...
Did you kill him?
I'll start from what I can vaguely remember from Muckmouth 1. So this is going to be hazy from you as well.
Yes.
So we got into a ship which we thought was going to be the end of Jackson. He was like, by the end of that, I just wanted him dead.
Yeah, yeah.
I was an ape.
Of course.
Now I'm a man again, but I have tentacle legs. It's very confusing.
Every time you walk, it's like you're it's wobbly.
Yeah. Lucky I'm sitting.
How do you sit?
Wrong. Man, very wrong.
Butt like normal.
Arse and dick, fine. Everything below that, tentacles. So yeah, we got into a ship which I thought was going to be the key to unlock everything and fix Earth. Turns out wasn't any of that. Jackson had just tricked us into going into a ship because Earth was fucked. We were cryogenically frozen for 15,000 years.
You can't quite remember.
Maybe 5,000. A very long time. And then all of a sudden, we were here.
Right.
Our ship was attacked, and Jackson uploaded his consciousness into a robot and fucked off. And then just left us here. But that was 5 years ago now. We haven't heard or seen from him, so I can only presume that that robot got eaten by something.
Well, let's hype so.
Fingers crossed. If I fucking see that cunt again.
Yeah, well, of course. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Well, this is what I know about the prison, right?
Yep.
There's a couple of exits on either side.
I just like to put... So that story, like, that's the truth, but you're just...
Well, that seems pretty reasonable. Have you seen that guy? Points over. There's a guy that's maybe like 5 floating stars. Frankly, anything's possible, mate.
Jesus. What's his name?
I don't know. What's his name? Like, I've spoken to him.
Wait, he's a star, you say?
Yes.
Give me a second. I wander over and just stick my head into him. I want my legs back.
You feel your legs reform, but your head seems a lot thinner.
How's this, Muckmouth?
It's fucking disgusting. Your head's like a tube now. Like a very thin tube. Your neck just gets smaller and smaller till it reaches a point. And your face is on there. But you've got legs again, so that's a plus.
That's all right. That'll make the prison escape easier. And now I can put my head into small things.
You figure, yeah, like if it was a big lock.
I could be a good lock pick.
Yes, so there's 2 exits, but they're only, if anything other than a fist face makes their way through, then the lasers on the center thing will turn them into an ash. So we can't do that.
Oh, yes, we can. I can't die.
Well, I can.
No, that's all right. No, I'll go through that, and then I'll just unlock everything from the other side.
Yeah,
wait,
all right.
What's the other option?
I didn't have another option.
Oh, there was 2 escapes?
Yes. Well, but both of them have will lasers, have that effect, yes.
Can I just, like, walk? Is it an exit that's, like...
It's guarded by 2 fist faces.
But, like, obviously, it's... Like, the lasers are also part of the projection, yeah. So it's not super heavily guarded.
Because,
like,
no.
If
it's
I
just
was to
like,
walk into it, I'm going to die.
You're just going to die. So it's not, like, there's no gate or anything.
All right, cool. I just walk up, like, I'm like, all right, Muckmouth.
Yes?
You'll know the cue. So, like, I'll just, like, walk up to the guards. Maybe give them a wave and then just walk straight past them.
They're almost just, like, too dumbstruck by what's happening. You feel the laser just burn its way through your body. You become ash for a second. And you think, I don't know, you think because it was such a full and total body destruction that your reforming has come... At quite a cost.
Oh dear.
Everything seems very low to the ground. Like your visuals are very low to the ground. Maybe you like take a step forward and you see that you just have a big lizard hand instead of a regular hand.
I just killed a man. When I unmind meld, Marcus is a lizard.
Yes. Yes, he is. Also, Joel. You're back in the Warfare ship, and it seems like Ape Joel's still not back.
Mm. All right, everyone, got you some jackets?
Oh, thank you. Mark puts them on. He loves them.
Oh, no. Did I wake him up?
Oh, wait, no, yeah. Mark is soundly asleep.
I put it over it like a blanket. Oh, yeah.
He wraps it around his body. Sweetums is, like, just sitting there, maybe, like, leaning against the ship, just moving some dials and stuff. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, it's very nice. I put it on my body. I know. This is very cheap.
Yeah, that's all they had.
Well, no, that's nice. I appreciate the gesture.
Handle my, get some burgers, everyone, and fries.
Everybody's sitting around in the front of the ship. You quite cramped, knees like up near your chin. Eating the burgers, sort of just chatting away. So we're going to head to Central 5. What are we doing now?
Well, we're going to Central 5. We're going to look for a lad called Professor Bitch Hippo.
Oh, yeah.
Show him a picture of him. This is a guy.
He's gross looking. Well,
yeah, he's very gross looking.
Okay.
And hopefully, Ape Joel will wake up soon.
Is he in a coma?
Maybe.
It's very strange.
Was there a medical supply that I like supplies in the convenience store?
Yeah, probably. It's kind of like an all rounder sort of store.
An IV drip of sorts.
That might be a bit much. There's maybe like vitamins you could give him.
Yeah. Any like ones we can inject?
I'll say yeah. Yeah, you can find ones that you can inject. All right. On the prison planet, maybe just as you become a lizard, you're like, your heart start to beat a little faster.
That'll fix him for a while.
The fuck was that? I guess it's just the new lizard heart I got going on. I just look at my hands.
So as we're eating a burger, yeah, it's going to go Centaur 5. Apparently we have to become centaurs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mark, who is asleep, kind of wakes up and he's like, that's fine. Gives you a big thumbs up. Oh, do that. That's fine.
So maybe if you want to stay
Swedens
in...
is like, I'm not terribly keen on that.
Me neither. But like, we'll see if it's reversible if we leave. Maybe it's one of those things where it's just like, while we're there, we got to do it. And maybe you stay in the ship.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I can stay in the ship, I will.
Yes, that's good.
Okay, you'll go there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with this sweeping fella?
We've pumped him full of vitamins. I think he'll be fine for a bit.
Oh, I told you doing it solo. Okay.
Yeah. I'll bring Marcus.
Marcus is like, get your like sleepy thumbs up. Poor Marcus. You're going to make him a horse man. Or a horse dog. Man. Sweetums finishes his burger. All right. So I'm going to, we all good to head off?
Yeah, let's just head off for you.
Excellent. He chucks the ship into hyperdrive and you're moving again. You're going to take some more
Saturdays. How long is the trip?
2 days.
All right, I'll take one now and then one when I wake up.
All right. Sounds good.
Do you want, you guys want some?
Well, I'm driving. So no.
Never mind.
Mark is like, I'll take one if you want me to.
No, you're good, Marcus.
All right. He goes back to bed.
I'll wake up in 2 days.
All right. Dusha. I mean, Ape Joel. Well, I mean, Lizard Joel. You found yourself, you're a lizard, on the other side of the, laser beams that only the fist faces can get through.
Yep.
What's your plan?
Just keep
walking. You told Muckmouth you'd give her the signal.
Is there a button I can turn the lasers off?
Not here.
Guess I'm just going to adventure further in.
All right, you make your way further into... On the outside of the prison, or like the behind-the-scenes area, you realize there's like a maze of metal corridors and like different rooms. You don't really know what you're looking for. Also... Okay, luckily for some, you're just managing to avoid every fist face that comes by, and you keep expecting to hear one yell, "Oi, is that a lizard?" But nobody says anything. So what are you searching for exactly?
A control room.
All right. You find a control room.
Can I get in?
There's like a hand scanner at the doorway to enter. You are a lizard.
Well, yeah, actually.
Like, you put your face, your tail.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, you could, like, make a hand out of your bits.
Well, okay, so my foot, is it like for a fist face?
Yeah.
So it's big.
It's large, yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, no, it's for a fist face to put their face on. So it's big. You could try.
You could try and, like...
No, okay, no, this is all right. It's all right. It's an easy solution.
Okay.
I just screech.
Yeah.
Like just in there screaming. Yeah. Ah! Fist faces, dickheads, come get me, cunts!
Three fist faces round either side of the corridor you're in, and they all point with their weapons held in their hands in one hand, and with their other hand they point, and they're like, "Oi! A lizard!
Come open this door for me!"
No! You're one of the... Hang on. One of them pulls out like a large, like a holographic notepad, basically. And starts scanning through and, like, looking over the pad at you and then looking down, looking back at you. You're not... Who are you?
I'm the mechanic. I'm here to fix the security system.
Oh, all right. Why were you yelling?
I was lost because your dickhead friends just abandoned me.
Well, you're here. You did it.
I know. But I can't get in now, can I?
Right.
Let me in, please.
One of them goes over and is like, "I'm so sorry about this."
Oh, that's all right. It happens. I heard there was a bit of a ruckus before.
Yeah,
anyway.
Someone got loose. But he's like sort of an ape. It's complicated. So
shit, that sounds bad.
Haven't seen him.
Yeah. I'll let you know if I see him.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks, man.
No worries.
The fist face places his face over the scanner, and as it goes up, he's like, well, where are you from, man?
Oh, yeah. I've been for around a lot of places, actually.
Yeah.
I just got back from Centaur 5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nice place.
Yeah,
nice
it was rough because I was a lizard centaur for a bit.
Yeah, that's got to be hard. Your body isn't, you know, doesn't seem like, I just could never go through with the surgery.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the shit parts about this job because, like, I had a computer that needed repair and I'm the best there is.
Yeah, sure.
So then they,
Right. Best there is. He takes his face off and the door, slides open. Rightio, well, I'll show you around. How about that?
Yeah, look, perfect. Just show me where.
Yeah? You're looking for something in particular? Didn't actually, there was a problem with our security system.
Yeah, apparently, I hope I'm not too late, but apparently, yeah, the laser gates have got a bit of a security flaw.
What is the flaw?
They flicker and post-disintegration, sometimes they've been known to, like, withdraw.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's right. A bit worrying because, like, your prisoners, whilst they would get, pardon the space French, fucked up, they could potentially survive.
Well, we don't want that. Well, no. All right. And he takes you into, like, the room, and the room is clearly the central hub of the entire prison, asteroid.
Good.
It's a lot of flashing diodes and dials. There's a lot of levers. There's a lot of vid screens that are clearly touch operated. They're huge. Clearly the fist faces are touching them with their faces. He leads you over to a specific little corner of the room. He's like, this takes care of all of the laser grids.
I'm looking at the screen. Can I tell how they operate it?
What is your 8 brain, please?
4.
Oh, that's not too bad. Not enough, though. You got no idea.
Shit. Best there is.
Rightio. The fist face is clearly waiting for you to do something.
Is there a panel in front of me? Like, as in, like...
There's... In front of you, there are several, sliding levers. There's a large vid screen, that has a lot of squares on it with what you assume must be the fist face's native language. There's also a couple of security cameras of the... Or, like, you know, like, video of the various gates around the prison. You can see in one of them, Muckmouth tapping her feet and being like, she keeps shrugging.
Is it like a, like, can I, is like a hatch underneath the computer that I could open and like stick my head in?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
All right.
Right then, I'll just get to work here.
All right. Luckily, I mean, it takes some doing because your fingers are not fingers, but you managed to like unscrew a small panel beneath the console and clamber in. Inside is a mix of wires and, chips. You don't know what any of them do. You can kind of... The fist face has clearly not left. My name's Jim, by the way, he says.
Oh, nice to meet you, Jim. My name's...
Yeah?
Sorry, bit of dust in my throat. My name's Will.
Nice to meet you, Will.
Yeah. Anyway, how long you been working here for, Jim?
Oh, it's good money. Maybe a year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Family and kids?
Yeah, got a couple of little fists back home, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You worked much with this security system?
No, not really. I just guard, you know, I'm just hall security, basically.
Yeah, look, weird question. Embarrassing, because I should really have it with me. You don't happen to have, like, a wrench that I could hold by any chance?
Oh, yeah, no, I do.
Do you just want to go get that for me?
No, on me.
Oh,
sick. It's sort of a multi-tool of sorts.
Yeah, I'll grab that.
You hear him mess with his belt, and then he hands into the console. It's kind of like the equivalent of a universal remote. There's clearly, like, finger holes for regardless of what kind of hand you happen to possess. You can figure out a way to use this wrench. Does that help you?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Universal tool, you say?
Yeah.
Is it just universal tool that is a wrench but can be used by anyone?
No, I'd say that it's both can be used by anyone and can be any tool.
Is a bomb a tool?
Yes. Look, in space, fixing a thing sometimes involves blowing it up.
Well,
you're gonna blow it up? Is that your plan?
Otherwise, it's going to be a lot of small talk and a lot of nothing happening. I'm going to, blow up the computer with me in it.
All right. As the fist face just casually chats to you, inside the console, you flick around with some of the dials and the little switches on the universal wrench of the uni tool. And you eventually figure out how to flick it to bomb.
How big's the explosion?
You've got no idea.
Fuck, I hope it's massive.
A little panel slides open. A 1 minute timer starts ticking down.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, sick. All right, I'm just working on some of the cables down here. I just need you to go check it for me. So...
You need me to check it? Aren't you the world's greatest...
No. Sorry. I mean, check that what I'm doing is.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, if you just head outside the room for a second.
Yeah.
If the just stand on the outside of the door. If the door opens, I've fucked it. But if it stays shut, you'll hear like a click.
All right.
And then just come back straight back in. Like.
All right. Yeah. You mean the door to this room?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
sure,
you
sure,
just
sure.
go stand on the other side of the door. I'm only, what I'm doing right now is only testing this one door, so don't worry, security is not going to go
that's cool,
up
that's
the
cool,
shit.
That's cool. No
yeah, so if you just stand on the other side of the door, just let it shut, you'll hear like a loud click. And once you hear that click, just open the door, come straight back in.
All right, no worries. You hear the fist face, like, walk away.
I'm getting better at lying.
It's confidence, mate.
It's all it takes.
Yeah, I would like the bomb to go off now, please.
He starts 30 seconds, 29. I don't hear any noise.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Give me about 30 seconds.
An explosion rips through the asteroid.
Oh.
For a second, you're not even sure kind of what's happening. You feel your body, like, ripple and change so many times from the initial blast, from the fallout, from shrapnel hitting you. You don't know what's happening to your body.
How big is the explosion?
Gargantuan.
I thought you were going to fuck me and make it real small. I didn't even consider that it would be messed.
When you come to, you are... sitting in, like, the hollowed out husk of this half of the prison. Seems like you've taken a third of the entire prison away. Around you, you can see prisoners and inmates and guards are, like, clutching at their throats as they begin to suffocate in the vacuum of space.
Oh, no.
You better be fucking quick.
What am I working with here? Like, what body parts do I have?
You look down at yourself and it's quite familiar. You're kind of Ape Joel again, but you move your arms and you think you're kind of made of a sort of jelly now. Jelly Ape Joel. Could be worse.
I've had a lot of bodies. This also, Ape Joel body still exists.
Yeah, that's true. Ape Joel body is at this one. Yep, it's on the ship. Yeah. That's good.
Huh. That's
one of the chances.
Occasionally, like, you know, maybe while you're not asleep also, Joel, you'll watch Ape Joel's face just, like, twist and contort. Clearly something's happening on the other end, but you don't know what.
Give his bald head a bit of a pat. Good.
Sometimes you feel calmed. Just a little bit like, oh, that's relaxing, oh, but that's you don't good. Know why. But right now, you're suffocating. Well, maybe... let's see how much you're suffocating, Dusha. Or if your brand new goo body doesn't need oxygen.
I hope Muckmouth survived.
You need oxygen pretty bad. As you're, like, getting yourself, like, in the hollowed out, wasted... Like, you can see wires jabbing out of everywhere. There's little fires all over the place. You can see that central column in the middle of the... You can see right into the prison now. That central column is just kind of, like, fizzing out. Are you going to look for Muckmouth? Also, you need oxygen.
So the atmosphere on the planet is totally fucked. There's no oxygen anywhere.
You don't think so. You assume that, like, there'll be some kind of suits, maybe, like, for going outside of the prison, assuming they've not blown up.
Assumingly, that's not going to be close to me.
And designed for fist faces.
Jelly ape men.
Yep, but you're jelly, so you're like, maybe I'll just into the suit.
That's true. Maybe I yell, that was the signal.
You look into the prism.
Sound doesn't carry yeah. in space.
You're like, up, up, up. You see a muck mouth floating with like the sternest, least happy look on her face. She just like catch Locke's eyes with you, cheeks like full of air, gives you the finger. And keeps rotating. She begins swimming towards you.
Was that the signal? Find out next time in the next thrilling episode of Dinosaur Universe.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.